And sustainable finance, it's a no-brainer, really. You know, if you knock 0.5% off your interest rates over, you know, X amount of years, it adds up over time.
AgriFutures Australia acknowledges the First Nations people as the traditional custodians of the lands and waters of which we live, learn and work. We pay our respects to past, present and future elders of these nations. This is AgriFutures On Air, brought to you by AgriFutures Australia, driving innovation in Australian agriculture. Hello and welcome. My name is Georgia Pugh and you are listening to a special podcast series on AgriFutures On Air on sustainable finance. I'm joined today by Colin Ford of Albany Farm Fresh Foods. Thanks for joining us, Colin. Now let's jump straight into it. Can you start by telling us a bit about yourself and Albany Farm Fresh Foods?
So my name's Colin Ford. My wife is Bo. We've got four children, Harvey, Louie, Poppy and Freddie, and we own Albany Farm Fresh Eggs, Albany Farm Fresh Foods, and Franklin River Free Range Pork as well. So originally, my wife Bo and I moved over in January 2006. I was sponsored by an agribusiness to take on the management of a piggery. And over the next 9 years, I set up 12 more free range piggeries, designing them, designing the system, showing people how to farm pigs. And then I stopped doing that job for them and we produced pigs for them for a few years. 6 years ago, we bought the Albany Farm Fresh Eggs business. And then that led to us going out on our own with the pigs. We did a joint venture with a butchery company based in Bunbury and we started our own brand of pork. That led to the expansion of the hens, which led to us having to get a bigger egg grader, which we needed some premises for. That came with a shop front. So we started up a farm shop 12 months ago as well.
Fantastic. Thanks, Colin. Now tell us about your sustainable finance project. I understand that you've installed some solar panels for your free-range egg chicken huts.
Yeah, so we've got quite a unique free-range egg production system, which we've designed ourselves. And as part of that, a major part of that is a rotation. So it follows on from the similar production system to the pigs. So we try and maintain the health of the birds through a low stocking rate, a rotation using clean ground. But the sheds need to be powered at night for the nest boxes, lighting, doors, feed auger, egg collection belt and all that. So we needed a local or a power source that was nearby. So we've mounted a solar powered system on a sea container and we've got two of those units now, and the last one that we put in was under the green finance through CBA, and that actually powers six sheds, which is 12,000 birds.
Oh wow, that's really interesting. So when did you start the project, Colin, and how long has it been going for?
We designed our first chicken shed just over 4 years ago. It was quite a novel design. And since the first one, we've gone through two different designs, but we've hit on the final design, which just ticks all the boxes in terms of hen welfare, levels of production, quality of the eggs and all that. So the last stage we've completed over the last 8 months, which was another five sheds, which gave us another 10,000 birds. And that's when we put the solar power system in last January time as well to power those sheds. So we bought the sea containers secondhand just locally, but the solar system itself, that was $45,000 for all the panels, batteries and inverter and everything else that comes with it.
Now, can you explain your experience with getting the sustainable finance from the bank to fund the project?
Yeah, I didn't actually know about the green finance before the bank manager said, so it was a very welcome surprise, and it was just 0.5% less. So if you're offered 0.5% less on anything, you'll grab it. And it was just a very easy process to go through.
And how did you hear about sustainable finance, Colin? Was it through your local bank manager or some other means?
It was through the bank manager. I didn't know anything about it. And just with solar-powered systems and the type of system that we're running, it qualified for that. And it was just very simple, no difference in the application other than any other finance that we've got. It was just sending off quotes to the bank for the system. They paid the supplier direct for it. It was fitted, and then they just needed photographic proof to prove that's what the money had been spent on.
Are there any additional costs or reporting requirements that you have to complete for the loan process, Colin?
No, nothing that we have to do. So that's it. It's a 5-year term loan and a lower interest rate. So it was good. Win-win.
Would you have done the solar panel project anyway without the sustainable finance option, Colin?
Yeah, we're not in a position to not do it. And just from our own free range philosophy, we want to be as green as possible. So solar power, it's a much more reliable source of power. And just the unique situation that we're in with the type of shed that we've got, we needed that mobile or sort of remote system standalone near the sheds to provide that power.
So it sounds like sustainable finance was really just an added bonus to help you achieve your business's sustainability goals. Now, can you tell us a bit about the benefits that you've observed from the project with the solar panels and from the sustainable finance itself?
Yeah, so it's a rotational system that we've designed. So the sheds actually move in between each batch of birds. So we get the birds in at 16 weeks of age, and then we move them on at about 76 weeks. When that shed's emptied of birds, we wash it down, disinfect it, and then the whole shed is moved onto fresh ground. So when the next batch of birds start free ranging, not only do they go into a clean shelter, but the ground that they roam on is clean as well. It gets a 3-year break in between each batch of birds. So just over time, and the UV rays from the sun just kills any pathogens. We crop the ground to remove any nutrients as well. So it's just a much more environmentally sensitive system. And then the integrity of the product is maintained because we've got a clean environment for the birds. We're not having to use antibiotics or pesticides to counter diseases that can happen when you've got too dense a stock in and no rotation. So like I say, the integrity of the product's a lot better. We find we get much better production, higher percentage, higher laying percentage, lower mortality, and a better quality product. So we've been able to access a premium market in Perth through the quality and consistent production of the eggs as well.
Did you face any challenges with implementing the sustainable finance project, and how did you overcome them, Colin?
Oh, the trial and error was over a few times. So we've gone through a couple of design changes with the shelter, and we sort of learned from that. And the system that we've got now is just ticks all the boxes in terms of production, hen welfare, quality of the product coming out. So it's been a bit of a trial and error. So, you know, we're really proud of what we have developed, and, you know, people with a lot more experience than I have come, and they're sort of blown away by what we do in terms of hen welfare, production, and then just the beneficial environmental impact on the land that we're doing. We're not overstocking or using it for too long.
Is there any advice you'd like to give other producers to help them with doing a similar project or something in the future?
Probably do your homework, get some experience beforehand, try and learn from other people's mistakes. Don't give up your day job. Start in slowly, but you've just got to be committed. And it's 7 days a week, 52 weeks of the year. So with the system that we've designed, it's quite scalable. So we're adding more and more shelters on. And then that gives us, we're in a position where we can employ people to help us do it, rather than having quite a small scale operation that's high demand on labour and you find it hard to get away.
Did you get any help with the design process or the installation? And any tips for seeking help with projects like this?
Yeah, the very first one that we did was experimental again for us, just with a standalone unit powering sheds that we designed. But from that, we got confidence to sort of do another one. And then we just used the same supplier for the previous one. They sort of worked out from the amount of power that we needed for each shed, because the feed system, the egg collection, you know, they've all got certain size motors that run for certain times, so they could calculate how many panels that we needed. So again, it's out of my area of knowledge, but you rely on people that do know what they're doing to advise you on what you need. Trust people to know what they're doing and to look after us and do the right thing by us. And then, you know, if they do the right thing, then we go back again to use them for the next stage.
How about your customers? How have they responded to the quality of your product as a result of the sustainable finance project?
Each part of our expansion has led to expansion of the next stage. So with the pigs, we're lucky to be in a joint venture with a butchery company from Bunbury, Ryan's Meats. So they take everything that we produce, and then we've got this brand Franklin River free range pork, just sort of getting out in the marketplace now. And then off the back of that, there was a connection with a guy in Perth who was fed up of getting complaints about supplying restaurants with poor quality eggs. And he was finding it quite frustrating. So he approached us to start supplying him with eggs. So we started off a pallet a week, which is 540 dozen eggs. And now we're up to around 17 pallets a week. And he's demanding more and more eggs moving forward. So he's taking about two-thirds of our production now. And then just with our connection with the pork, the expansion of the eggs, the opportunity came up to start a farm shop. So Ryan's Meats process our pigs. We produce about 180 a week. We get a small amount back for the shop, and then they also supply branded, locally produced beef and lamb. And then we've expanded into fruit and veggies, and we've just got a local winery on board with their license. So one thing's just led to another, and, you know, another opportunity comes up, and, you know, we seem silly enough to grasp it and run with it. And and we've just got more and more demand for our pork and the eggs, and the shop's getting busier as well.
Would you consider seeking any more sustainable finance down the track, Colin? Do you think, based on your experience so far?
Yeah, no, for sure. And I'm, you know, we were talking before about whether parts of our operation, would, you know, they're regenerative, sustainable, free-range, high-welfare production, whether there'd be other areas of the farm, because we are looking to expand further. And like I say, if someone offers you 0.5% discount on anything that, you know, you're buying, it's a no-brainer, really. So if things do qualify for it, then we'd certainly look at the green finance again.
That's good to hear. Now, is there anything else you'd like to share about your journey so far, and any other tips for those looking to pursue something similar with sustainable finance?
Yeah, well, just going back to my past, I actually come from a family farm in the UK. I'm the youngest of four boys. And, you know, my parents said if I stayed on the farm, I'd have to pay my brothers out. So what could sort of be taken as a backward step, emigrating to Australia and going to work for someone, was actually quite a smart move in the long run. And being sponsored, it gave us time to find out a few things, settle in, learn what to do and what not to do. And everything, the connections that you make and the people that have helped us along the way, has all led from that. And we've met some good people. So I think if you're going to do anything, do your homework. It's not a rush. You know, there's a lot of time out there to do things. And I think instead of rushing into something, making mistakes, you know, try and learn along the way, learn at other people's expense, and then just go for it.
What a great story. And thanks for those tips. How would you describe your business to other farmers who might be grappling with some of these sustainability farming terms being thrown around in this space?
Yeah, I'm not organic. I'm a conventional farmer, but I think there's a lot of things out there that you can incorporate into conventional farming to reduce your reliance on chemicals and pesticides. And you know, it's all very nice looking at very high yielding clean crops, but it doesn't always make financial sense. And, you know, the system that we've developed has been, in many ways, it's sort of been the forerunner for the current regenerative farming, and it's just basic traditional farming. You know, like coming from the UK, we come from a very small farm, but every little bit counts, and we've only got a very small farm in Australia, but we make each little bit count. You know, it's not always being the biggest, it's just trying to do what we're trying to do to the best of our abilities and stay true to yourself, and you know, just stick with that.
That's really helpful to hear your take on this topic. Now, what do you enjoy most about what you do in the industry that you're in?
As we've progressed, my role has changed from managing a piggery and then you're setting up and teaching people. You sort of grow with it. Yeah, and now it's a whole business. You're not just on the ground looking after pigs. You know, you're looking at contracts, the feed, you're doing the budgets. And I actually enjoy the variety of the business, with the egg production, we're involved all the way through from production to grading, packing, marketing. The pigs were involved with the butcher. We get a lot of feedback about the quality of the pork. And it's just growing a business, and it's just exciting. We really enjoy it. And then we've got some brilliant people involved with us who are committed to it as well. And we couldn't do it without without the people that we've got as well. So it's rewarding when you build good relationships. And then taking it that step further with the shop, just the feedback that we get from people about the pork and the eggs. And we're getting a really good support from local people with that as well.
I imagine your kids must be very inspired by what you and your wife, Bo, have been able to achieve with the business.
The kids don't like chickens and they don't like pigs. So I'm actually the worst farmer around here because I've got no big flash machinery or GPS or anything like that, which young kids are always impressed with. I struggle to get them to help with egg picking or anything like that. But, I think they look at us and for what Bo and I have done. It's given them a lot of opportunities down the line. They're free to choose whatever they want to do and wherever they want to live. If they want to go back to the UK, they can do that. Or if they wanted to stay here and follow whatever path they want, you know, whether it's inspired them seeing that we followed or we've done what we wanted to do.
Now tell us about the size of your farm. How many chickens and pigs have you got going?
Yeah. So we've got a whole 268 acres here. We've put a lot of infrastructure in for water, so catchment and storage. We've got about 470 sows and we produce 180 pigs a week. And they're taken through to a bacon weight, which is about 73 to 75 kilos dead weight. And then with the chooks, we've got space we can house about 34,000, but at any one time, there's young pullets which are just coming into lay, there's older birds which are just going out of lay. So we've usually got around 28 to 30,000 chooks at any one time laying, and they'll be around 80% lay. Yeah, so we're producing around 22, 23,000 eggs a day, and then we've got the farm shop. And just going back to the pigs with them, we produce about 22, 23 pigs per sow per year. And we're on a batch farrowing system just for management. We farrow in blocks every 3 weeks. We farrow a batch, we wean a batch, and then the week after that, we'll AI a batch. So that really eases up management of the pigs as well.
Would you say, Colin, that your chickens and pigs are more or less productive as a result of the sustainable practices you've adopted? And have you noticed any other changes?
For sure. So with the whole pig industry was really proactive in what is and isn't free range, and the whole system is based around the pig rather than the pig around the system. And it's the production, it's not easy. Outdoor pigs is probably one of the hardest things you can do, and if you don't do it right, you can actually get a worse welfare outcome for the pig and very expensive production. So what we actually managed to do with our routines and stockmanship, which is a key part of it, is get really good production. Because at the end of the day, you know, some people don't want to pay too much more for free range pork than they can intensive pork. So we get really good production, we get good growth rates, and it's all based around low stress, low stocking rate, the rotation, negating the use of antibiotics and pesticides and all those sorts of things. And now we actually take that pork through to the next stage. The feedback that we're getting from people sort of shows that we're on the right track because of the quality of the meat compared to intensive pork. So then we've taken that free range pig production system and we've designed this unique egg production system based around the same principles of low stocking rate, low stress, rotation, and then we've got this high quality product which has got integrity because we're not having to use your pesticides and antibiotics and whatever. And it's and again, it's coming back on the feedback that we're getting from customers, because there's no point in having the best free range system with all the bells and whistles if you're getting poor production, you're getting inconsistent production, and you're getting a poor quality product. People aren't interested. You know, they've got to know that you're supplying this consistent quality 12 months of the year, and it's not easy to do. You know, it takes a lot of management and time to do that in the right system.
You mentioned that your sustainable finance loan was $45,000 for the most recent installation of solar panels. Was that the total amount for the solar panels for all of your chicken sheds so far?
That was for the last solar powered unit that we put in, yeah. First one, like everything's gone up in the last 4 or 5 years. Yeah, so I think that was about 25,000 altogether, but technology's moved on and the solar panels are more efficient. So the first shed actually, First Solar Power powers 3 sheds, whereas this last one does 6. So cost per bird, it's actually less to set up now than the original unit.
If it had been available when you did your first solar panel installation, would you have pursued the sustainable finance then?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You know, if you knock 0.5% off your interest rates over, you know, X amount of years, it adds up over time.
Overall, would you say that your project's been pretty successful then? And would you be likely to pursue sustainable finance in the future?
Yeah. Now, the sustainable finance, you know, it's a no-brainer, really, for not having to do anything extra. You know, to get that 0.5% off is just a bonus, really, and it's good to have that backing, because we all know the direction that we need to be heading in, and if there's that incentive there to encourage you to do that at and it's a saving, you know, why wouldn't you do it? Yeah, and it just fits in with everything that we're wanting to do in terms of our animal production and the welfare of the birds, solar powered systems. It just all fits in together and just brings it all together into a really good package.
That's really great to hear. Thanks, Colin, so much for your time today. We really enjoyed learning about your experience with sustainable finance and your journey with Albany Farm Fresh Foods. It's truly inspirational. Thanks again for your time, and we'll let you get back to it. Cheers. This episode of AgriFutures On Air is brought to you by the National Challenges and Opportunities team at AgriFutures Australia. The National Challenges and Opportunities portfolio is responsible for engaging with key industry stakeholders on big issues such as sustainability, carbon, waste and energy, and shining a light on the opportunities they present. For more information on sustainable financing or a deeper dive into the costs and benefits for Australian producers, check out the Knowledge Hub on the AgriFutures Australia website.